The first child to die from the flu in Massachusetts this winter is a 6-year-old girl from Haverhill. The state health department has confirmed that death, and officials say they are trying to track what's looking like the worst flu season in years. Joining us to talk about this is Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Deb.
So how bad is this flu season?
Well, it's pretty bad. So, you know, health officials always say that every flu season is bad, and it really is. Many thousands of adults and dozens of kids die nationwide every year. But right now, we're starting to see indications that this is the most intense season in recent recorded history. I asked Dr. Paul Bittinger in the Emergency Department of Massachusetts General Hospital what they're seeing over there.
We are seeing record-breaking numbers of flu cases. In the previous week, we actually saw the highest number of cases we have ever seen in a single day at the hospital, 45 new cases. And we had a previous record that was broken last week as well as in terms of numbers of cases.
And Mass General alone has already seen 12 deaths from flu, they report. You know, we don't have a statewide adult death count for this year, but we do know that the number of adults who die in Massachusetts every year ranges from 250 to 1,100.
You know, and we've heard that that's usually people who are over the age of 65 or who have medical complications, but also sometimes the flu kills even young people, healthy people. How does that happen?
Right. You know, it does. So infectious disease doctor Erica Shenoy at Mass General says there are a couple of main ways. She says older people sometimes succumb to the virus itself or to the secondary bacterial infections, usually pneumonia. But she says more rarely in young people, their body mounts such a powerful immune defense that it's the immune response itself that can lead to complications. It's called a cytokine storm, and it's inflammation that can kind of take over and lead to sepsis and organ failure.
Is there anything else aside from that that could put kids in particular at risk?
Yeah, so Dr. Shenoy says they face particular danger of dehydration. So we adults can just, you know, make ourselves hydrate. We drink our Gatorade, but kids are tricky.
A child can turn very quickly, and so if they're having a version of the flu that has more of the vomiting and diarrhea, which is less common in adults, they can get dehydrated very quickly and then have complications follow from that.
So that's something, of course, parents particularly need to watch for, dehydration.
And what else? What else should any of us really watch out for, given that, you know, even though it's rare, the flu can be lethal?
Right. Well, there's a particular pattern of illness that's concerning. Here's Dr. Shenoy again.
For example, if a fever kind of goes away and then comes back, they have this period where they were feeling well and now they're suddenly feeling worse, just be observant and seek medical attention at that point because maybe they're getting a pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, after having kind of gotten through the flu.
And, you know, Dr. Bittinger at Mass General distills it all down into three major concerns. If the illness is really changing how you breathe, how you drink, or how you think.
Any of those three things, and that's it.
Right. Like if you're starting to feel really confused, if you're so lethargic you can't even move, and of course if you're having trouble breathing or unable to keep any liquids down, it could be time to really get some medical help.
And get the flu shot.
Yes. He points out that even though the flu vaccine's not perfect, it does decrease the likelihood that you'll get very sick or die.
All right. Carrie Goldberg, host of Common Health. Let's hope you have better flu news for us next week.
Yeah, I really hope I can say it's going down by then.
All right. Thanks so much, Carrie.